Welcome back. We're back with another episode of Feeling Statue. Your boy Evan, what's good? My boy Ant in the building. What's up, baby?
What's happening, man? I can't call it.
Okay, man. You know, before we continue, I want to shout out to the boy Kobe. You know what I'm saying? He out there making that bread, making that big bank.
Making his money.
Couldn't be there with us today, but hey, we all Feeling Statue. Ant and Evan, what's good, baby? We here.
Hey, get paid, Kobe. Get paid. Young hitter, get paid.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? We here, we back with another week of sports. How was your week, man?
Oh, man, it was productive. It was busy. Busy is always a good thing.
Yeah, productive.
Makes time fly by.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
What about yours?
Oh, mine was good. Mine was good, man. You know what I'm saying? Just like you said, productive.
Yeah.
Had some things that I had to take care of. Got them done. Feel accomplished. So yeah. You know what I'm saying? Ready to dive into sports.
Going to the weekend.
Get onto the weekend with great vibes and stuff like that.
That's right.
But you know what? We're here, man. We're here for the sports. Yeah, we're here. We got a lot to get into. I don't know if y'all heard. I don't know if you've been living on a rock or nothing like that. But if you've been watching TV, you know, with sports called the National Football League, the announcement, the decision, all of that has finally come, and it's the Cleveland Browns.
Deshaun Watson to the Cleveland Browns.
The Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
We're going to dive in. We're definitely going
to
dive
into it. A lot to get into.
Yes. I want to know your first initial reaction when you saw Cleveland Browns and Deshaun Watson. Like, when you saw that, what were you thinking?
Well, I was surprised because it was the first team that was announced to be ruled out.
Yeah.
So everybody had been making it sound like it was a done deal to Atlanta. We heard it was Atlanta, New Orleans.
Yeah.
Of the two teams, I thought New Orleans is more built to win now.
Yeah.
So that would have made more sense from his standpoint. But then everybody was pretty much saying Atlanta was a done deal because he's from there. I heard like the Migos had reached out to him, Lil Baby had reached out to him.
Yeah, with Lil Baby, and it was all in the studio.
All the
or
celebs, you know, they reached out to him, you know. So I thought, you know, it seemed like him going back home to be the king of his hometown, king of Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, it seemed like that was probably a done deal based on what everybody was saying. So, but even then, though, it was like, first, we heard the Browns were out, then the Panthers were out, which I really want to go to Carolina. They had the most assets, I think, player-wise. But then it was like, for sure, everybody was like, it's for sure Atlanta or New Orleans. Everybody.
Yeah.
When I saw Cleveland, I was like, this came out of nowhere. Like, nobody knew or something at the last minute changed. And then, you know, then they said, well, it changed, you know.
Hey, you know what changed.
Yeah.
Hey, big
that
M's.
That changed is what changed.
Big M's came across the Yeah, big M's.
What were your thoughts when you saw Cleveland?
Man, when I saw Cleveland, I was just like, I ain't gonna lie. When I first seen it, I was thinking about when Gabrielle Union was talking about how when she was with Dwayne Wade, she made the song, she said, I'm going to Cleveland for the... It was like, bro, you going to Cleveland? Like, Cleveland... You just spent the last 5 years in Houston.
Yeah.
You was in South Carolina. You going to Cleveland?
Yeah.
Bro, you from Georgia. Like, you right there by the A, you... Going to Cleveland. And that's all I could think about. I was like, bro, Cleveland, like, why all places? But then, you know, if you wait about a 2 second later... 230 million reasons
totally
why.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, 230 million reasons why you're going to Cleveland. Oh, well, I guess I can like Lake Erie a little bit more for 230 M's.
I mean, that's a tough division he's going to be in, man.
It is. It's very tough. And what really got me is they just cut Jarvis Landry, but they did get Amari Cooper.
Yeah. They got Cooper.
But they
do have Nick Chubb.
They
got Kareem Hunt. Defense is solid. Denzel Ward, Miles Garrett.
Yeah, Miles Garrett. I think Clowney coming back or possibly is Clowney?
Could be.
I don't know if he signed.
I think he's a free agent.
Still. Yeah, but their offensive line is better than what the Texans have right now.
Solid O-line.
Yeah, so I kind of get the vision, but I really right now it's just more of 230 million reasons why he's going to Cleveland and not Atlanta where he's from or the area of Atlanta, Georgia, and or New Orleans or Carolina.
South, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just, I can say, all right, congratulations.
He wanted to get his bag. That's what he got.
Yeah, exactly. Congratulations on that.
Yeah.
And me, this reaction is just like, Cleveland, bro. Like, all places, Cleveland. Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
So it's... Good luck, my boy.
It seemed like he was definitely wanting to be in the South. So it is. Because even at first they were saying Tampa Bay was in the mix before Brady came back.
Uh-huh.
So it's like he wanted to be in the South. So him going to Cleveland, you know, obviously what changed was they said, look, we'll give you your $230 million full guarantee.
Yeah.
And then the way they did the contract I saw is like his base salary this year is only $1
million,
which means they know he's going to get suspended.
Yeah.
So it's going to cost him, I think, like $55,000 per game missed. Yeah. Whereas before, it would have cost him like $2 million per game missed.
Yeah.
So he going to get a $45 million signing bonus up front. So all in all, he'll make $46 million in the next year, but his base salary is what the suspension comes out of, only $1 million.
Yeah.
So they basically helped him out when it comes to, you know, you're going to miss some time. well, you know, your pockets ain't gonna hurt while you out.
Yeah, but he also helped us out. Because with that new contract, now that comes off our books.
That's true, yeah.
We don't have to pay into that. We don't have to put anything towards it. So that's free money that's on our books.
Yeah.
That we were going to have to pay.
Right.
But since it's a new contract.
Up. Now
yeah.
He tore it up.
Yeah, since you, so he tore it up, a new contract.
And hey, then a new dude don't have no trade clause either, no, though.
Cleveland, going away. You got you one, boy.
Hey, that's going away.
Cleveland, hey, you got you a wild boy. That's all I can say. You going from one wild boy to another wild boy. And that wild boy, you've asked for a trade.
Yeah.
So, say something about Cleveland, man. Don't get too hype. Hey, but best of luck to Sean Watson. Woot woot.
Yeah.
Kudos. Now we got to talk about the assets.
Yeah.
Things that we are potentially, it hasn't been official, but potentially are on the table for the Houston Texans will be
three first round draft picks.
Right now, looking at a fourth and a fifth.
I thought it was a third and a fourth.
It was a third and a fourth, but I also been seeing fourth and fifth. So they still haven't like ironed that part out, but it's no second. It's a third and a fourth. It'll be the next year.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about this is one thing I really don't like, because this is in every sport professionally. It's all about those potentials. All about potentials. All about potentials. All about potential. Because we saw a couple weeks ago Russell Wilson get traded to the Broncos.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh my gosh, we got to get Deshaun Watson. Definitely got to get what Russell Wilson gets.
Yeah.
I'm just like, pump the brakes. You realize Russell Wilson has won a Super Bowl. He's been a face of a franchise for much longer.
Yeah.
And he's also already gotten one contract and all of that. And he's a little bit older.
Yeah.
So therefore, he has clout.
No off-the-field concerns at all, in any way.
Whatsoever.
Family man.
Exactly. And then you have Deshaun Watson, who is 26, I want to say 26.
Yeah.
And still has 22 civil cases, lawsuits. Let's not forget.
Still pending.
Yeah, he just didn't. He
will have to pay those out. He will have to pay those out.
Exactly. So he didn't. He literally didn't. He just didn't get any federal charges. Yeah, federal criminal charges. But he still has the 22 civil lawsuits that's out. So he still has that. And he hasn't played in a year.
Right.
So now you're talking a lot of potential. That, you know what I'm saying, it's still question marks. You don't know if he can come back. Granted, you're not thinking 26-year-old healthy quarterback in the NFL. He's not going to have
on. Sure, yeah.
But it's still stuff you have to take in consideration when you're talking about trades, money, and all of this, because this is still a business we're still talking about
right here.
So with the conversation that is projected to come back, how do you feel about that?
So one thing I hate is, you know, every time there's a trade that involves future picks, there's always an instant reaction. Oh, that happened with the Rockets too, and they traded Harden. Oh, you got fleeced. It's like, you don't really know what that pick is going to be. So you can't say if it was a fleece or not. Now, if you comparing it to like Russell Wilson, which people were doing naturally, like you said, there's some differences there. But also, the Texans, Deshaun had no trade clause. So you couldn't just trade him to whatever's offering you the most. It's not matter when you could say, I'm going to trade him because so-and-so offered me this, this, and this. It's the best offer. I'm going to trade him to there.
Yeah.
He got no trade clause. So you are strapped. You have to trade him to a place that he says, I want to go there. I'll sign off. Now, you could say, I'm not going to trade you and pay him $35 million to sit out this year.
Yeah.
But that's different than paying Tim $10 million last year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's a lot higher of a number to have to just eat. So, I mean, but even with that being said, three first-round picks. There's only been one trade in NFL history with three first-round picks, the Herschel Walker trade.
That trade
amounted to a lot for the Cowboys, right?
Three Super Bowls, three Hall of Famers.
For sure. Now, we're not saying that would happen with the Texans, but I'm just saying, like I find it kind of funny that we're like, oh, they got fleeced, and you got three first-round picks.
Three.
And you got other picks.
Yeah.
Now, we also got to have a conversation about the value of a late pick, because we just saw Amari Cooper get traded for a fifth or was it a sixth?
Fifth or sixth round pick.
Yeah. So now you're telling me that, oh, we got a fourth and a fifth or third and a fourth. Oh, we got, you know, we didn't get any players. But I could easily trade that fourth for a proven guy. Maybe, I get it. Cooper, the Cowboys want to cut him, so they'll take whatever they can get for him, because they're going to cut him anyways. But I'm just saying, like, you just because you're getting a third and a fourth doesn't mean that we didn't get no players. Like, you didn't get any players technically, but you could easily flip either of those picks and get a proven guy, you know?
Exactly.
But then on top of that, like, three first-round picks. So the Browns pick this year is number 13. And the Texans draft number three. So you got two top 15 picks for sure this year.
This year alone.
And then next year, so we get into it a little bit. Not to pivot yet. We know Deshaun gonna get suspended, and that's gonna affect the Browns season. So the pick they have next year, could very well be probably in the same range.
Yeah,
right. The Texans likely in the next year won't be a playoff team. So even if you're better than 4-13, which probably will be, you still probably have a top 10 pick of your own.
Yeah.
So now you still got two top 15 picks.
Bingo.
The year after
Bingo.
This draft, yes. Right? So then now it's looking at like, Did we really get robbed? Now, if you say, well, we didn't get any players, like, I understand that argument there because, to me, if I was going to ask for a player, I probably would have wanted, like, Denzel Ward, Myles Garrett, Nick Chubb. Yeah. But they weren't giving you them players.
They wasn't.
Especially given what they traded and what they paid him out on the new deal.
I didn't say it at all. Yes,
they was not going to give you their best. They probably would have gave you Baker Mayfield and or Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
Both those guys in contract years. Both the guys a little older. I wouldn't want Baker Mayfield anyways. So, I mean, yeah, you could have gotten them for the sake of saying we got players. But realistically speaking, like, you don't want them players anyways.
Not at all.
They like, y'all could keep them and do whatever y'all, you know?
Exactly. They're your books, not ours.
Yeah, I mean, so to me, like, the notion that, well, we got fleeced, I just don't see that.
Yeah, I see it. I'm on the same. I don't see it. I just, like, it's a game. This game is about numbers when it comes to the business aspect. And then even just say, like you just said, we don't need, like, Baker Mayfield. What are we bringing Baker Mayfield here for? Right. What is he going to be, a backup for? Right. And they picked up his 50 yards. So you're talking about $15 million, maybe $16 million you have to pay for a backup?
To see him tweet about how he's unhappy about starting.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want that. Kareem Hunt is coming off injury, and he's on the other side. He's a running back
right.
in the league, and you're talking about paying $6 million probably.
Probably at least a 3 or 4 year deal.
Yeah. You
know, the 27 one deal's up, so. He's going to be in his 30s when the contract's up.
Exactly. And then I know some people were telling me about D'Ernest, the other running back they have.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's only getting paid $2 million. You realize how much you can draft a running back that's like him right. for a lot cheaper, and you're still saving money if right. you don't get him. And so I'm just like, yeah, we didn't get no players, but they didn't have any players that we wanted back to fit right. what we got going on. Because like if the Houston Texans, we know they're running 4-3,
yeah.
Tampa 2, cover 2 defense. So we know that's what they're running.
Yeah.
So what could we take from there that we can use, like that we have, that's going to be beneficial? I know this defense that we're running 4-3 Tampa 2.
Yeah.
I've been running since middle school.
Yeah.
Playing football. And so I understand, of course, you want dogs, you want top name, whatever, but most of the time it's assignment football. You play your assignment, you're going to make plays.
Right.
And we have guys that we feel that we trust that work their butts off to be in those spots in the area. So getting right. anything back, like it would be great to get a Denzel Ward, but they're not giving him up. We know that. We yeah. know it. Myles Garrett definitely probably wasn't even
that it was
thought of.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb,
they
weren't going to do that either.
Yeah.
Only thing we can maybe touch the offensive line, but offensive line, that's a cohesive unit. Like, we got Tunzel. We're keeping Tunzel back. That's yeah. a top five. I say top five tackle in the league. I'll yeah. maybe go as low as top seven. Then you're moving Howard probably back to right tackle where he's at.
Yep.
You re-up
on natural Britt. Position.
Yeah. You re-up Britt. And Justin yep. Britt at center, and you add AJ Cannon, who's a server, very good serviceable guard. So we need one more guard, and I don't think they're going to give up anything on their yeah. offensive line that we want that's going to be worth the plug in and play. So, like, I don't think we got fleeced. I think we really did a great job. You pick up 3 first rounders, and possibly, like you just said, possibly, I've been saying it all day, possibly could turn into 2 top 15 picks 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
Because Deshaun Watson probably gets suspended. You know what I'm saying? It may set back. On the,
well, he's going to get suspended for sure.
Yeah, so you're talking about they can possibly not make the playoffs again. We have 2 top 15 picks. So that's 4 top 15 picks in 2 years. And if you can't pick something in that time, in right. this draft, the next, yeah, then maybe we're going to be at Kassiri. Like, yeah, you're terrible at the GM. But like you said, we don't know what these picks are until these picks get picked.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not yet.
And so that's why I don't feel we got fleeced. And I don't see it being fleeced. It was a great move. You got what you got. And like my biggest thing right now, also what it is, we're off the books for 35 plus million.
Right.
And it's over with.
Yeah. That there is an important piece that really hasn't been discussed much is that, like, Caserio, like, you don't want this thing hanging over your head. You know, yeah. he took this team over the situation. He inherited that.
Yeah.
You know, it was a lot of back and forth from Deshaun's camp, you know, the media, you know, yeah. him going to camp, talking why y'all filming me. And then he decided I'm not going, you know what I'm saying? Like, just not having to deal with that headache no more. You don't have that on your shoulders. You know, the end of the day, this was a guy who said, I'm not playing for you yeah. no more.
Yep.
And this is a guy who, as we said, has 22 civil cases pending.
Yeah.
So you got to understand, like, it's almost like when we were talking about the Ben Simmons thing, like, what yeah. you got back with Ben Simmons, the guy wasn't going to play for you no way.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bonus. When you look at it from a standpoint, I get it different, but you look at a standpoint of a player that's, I'm not playing for you no more. I don't want nothing to do with your franchise. And I have this stuff, this legal stuff hanging over my head. And you can still turn it into 3 first round picks and a 3rd and a 4th or a 4th and a 5th. I mean, to me, like I said, I understand the argument. I do get the argument of we didn't get any players. If this had been the Panthers, you didn't get any players, then I would probably be rioting.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they were offering a lot of good players.
Yeah, every players. Yeah.
Even the Falcons, if we didn't get any players from the Falcons and they were offering Terrell, then like, okay, we got a problem here. Even the Saints, like if we didn't get, they were offering McCoy, Ruiz. Yeah, if we didn't get a player from the Saints, like, okay, yeah, like we got a problem here. But the reality is, the reason why he went there is because they were the only team that was desperate enough to say, we'll guarantee your whole salary.
Exactly.
And with that being the case, they were not about to trade none of their major assets.
Yeah.
And the challenge there is that if he said, I'm only going to leave my no trade clause to go to the Browns, if you're trading him, you're trading him to the Browns.
Yeah.
If the Browns say we're not giving up any of our best assets, then your only other option is to say, cool, we'll just pay you to sit out $35 million this year, which you don't want to do that in another season.
Exactly.
Especially now as you know Mills is your guy. Last year, you didn't know what you had in Mills. You thought you were going to start Tyrod, see what happens with Mills. But now you know that at least we like enough of Mills to give him another season as a full starter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, frankly, like, what happened was, to me, it was a win. Like, you got what you were going to get from it. And you have, like you said, we got 2 years of, this is all bonuses, extra picks from Cleveland.
Yeah, exactly.
And do we really believe the Browns, even with Deshaun, do we really believe that the Browns, given their history, their franchise, do we really think that Deshaun on the Browns, they're going to be an AFC championship team?
Hey, in my inner Kobe, it's the Browns, bro.
Exactly.
It's the Browns, bro.
Exactly.
We're talking about the Browns, bro. The Browns.
Shout out to Kobe. We got to talk about Trubisky, too.
Oh, yeah. It's the Browns, bro. It's the Browns franchise.
Right.
One playoff win in 20 years. It's the Browns.
And I don't really know that they're going to be able to build around Deshaun because they obviously don't have the draft picks.
No, they don't.
Unless they're going to be able to convince players to come to Cleveland, which people are like, oh, people are going to follow Deshaun. Well, I didn't see that in Houston. I ain't see players saying, I'm going to follow Deshaun. I'm going to sign there because he's there. I didn't see that. So I have a hard time seeing, players, I'm going to go play in a cold weather city like Cleveland when I don't even want to go to Houston.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and Texas played in a weaker division than the AFC North.
Yeah.
Great. So do I really think that players, I saw somebody saying, well, the Browns should hit up Julio or Odell or Landry to come back. I'm like, none of them are going to the Browns. None of them.
No.
OBJ definitely ain't going back, even though I know Deshaun is there and not Baker. Jarvis Landry might. I don't know. Julio might. I think Julio might be washed, to be honest.
Yeah, you got a good point on Julio, but he can go back and play with his boy Coop.
Yeah.
Well, he helped recruit Coop to get to Bama, but yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I get that. And like you said, I don't feel anybody's just going to want to go play in Cleveland.
Right.
Like, you have to get drafted there or traded there or.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or you just have like maybe some ties and you're an older player just still trying to hang on. I don't see any big time players just say, hey, let's just go to
the Browns,
Cleveland, Ohio.
But, yeah, I mean, when they got Landry and OBJ, they both were traded there.
Yeah.
It's not like they just said, oh, we're going to sign there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Now, they did sign Austin Hooper a year ago, but they cut him today.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as far as receivers go, are they going to be able to get a top player to say, I'm going to go sign there?
No. Their top player right now on offense on the outside is Amari Cooper.
Which is good. That's solid. That's solid. Mm-hmm. Amari Cooper's solid. Now, you're going to need more than that, especially in that division. But Cooper's solid.
Yeah, I think he is, too. It's just the Cowboys overpaid for him. They had to get rid of him.
Yeah.
They wasn't able to even
promote. Now, they got fleeced in that trade.
Cowboys. Yeah, they definitely did.
They got fleeced.
They definitely did. Because they gave him a first to get it. One gave him like a fifth. They gave him a sixth.
In return.
Yeah, that's.
And they paid him, too.
Yeah, and they paid him $20 million. That's.
Whew. Yeah.
Well, that's all. It's Cowboys franchise for you.
Right.
But back to Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
It's just. And it's like I said, I'm as a Texas fan, I'm definitely happy that it's over. We finally can get the man up out of here. He said he want to be here. You set out, you didn't play for us, and now you're playing for Cleveland. Good luck. You got your pre-up. Get good money. Get your more money. Got your raise. But you got your raise in Cleveland, man. That's what I just can't get. I just can't get over the fact you're talking about Cleveland. Like, New Orleans, you still got New Orleans. That's still somewhere you can desire a city to go.
They
you
have know, a great too.
Yeah. And then you have Carolina. At least Carolina's in the South. It's warm when you need to be warm.
Legend out there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so you got Cam out there. But maybe I can see you don't want to play behind Cam. Cool. You don't want to play behind Drew Brees. Cool. Then Atlanta, like you said, everybody thought it was Atlanta. I remember we had thought, I was like, I don't know about Atlanta, man. Like, I hear what you're saying. Atlanta, it's a front runner, but I just don't see him going to Atlanta.
Everybody was saying that.
Yeah, and then he, like, you know, we even had Kyle Pitts who tweeted out he deleted his tweet.
Scary.
Yeah,
they, it's scary. Right.
Yeah, they scared. It's just like, wow. Then it's like, man, who? Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns. And it got to be that's the only team that really was willing to fully guarantee his contract. Because that was another reason why he was trying to get other teams, hey, can you guarantee these second and third years so you know I can get. And they're like, nah, we're not doing that. But you have 22 cases, right. Civil cases that you
and
got.
And the deal hadn't even kicked in.
Yeah, exactly. It hasn't even came through yet. So it's like, nah, but Cleveland Browns, they did it. Good luck. Yeah. And if this... Kobe again, my inner Kobe, the Cleveland Browns franchise.
Yeah.
It's the Cleveland Browns, but we're talking about the Cleveland Browns franchise. Nah, but
they still going to be behind the Bengals and the Ravens, for sure.
See, I think they still be behind the Ravens. I don't know about the Bengals.
Not Cincinnati?
Unless they get an offensive line. That's what they need. That's clearly what it is. They need it.
Cincinnati, you talking
about? Yeah, they need Cincinnati. Cincinnati needs an offensive lineman.
Well, they picked up, was it Lyle Collins? Or they had a visit? They had a visit with Lyle Collins yesterday.
Yeah, the Cowboys are, you know, so they're exploring trade. So they have to trade. They have to be traded. He has to be traded, Lyle Collins.
No, the Cowboys cut him.
I thought they were setting up trade offers.
They cut him yesterday.
Okay.
Because he visited with the Bengals. Then he's visiting with the Dolphins. Okay. And I think I saw that he is also having a visit with the Patriots, I want to say.
Hey, man, you know how people go when they go to the Patriots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But it also, we still have other big signings in the NFL. The funniest one right now is Randall Gregory in the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, he leaked it. Yeah, no.
He got the same day and he was like, man, forget them Cowboys.
Right,
who are they? Yeah. And I'm just like, man, the guy that y'all waited on Randall Gregory. Like they drafted him, got in trouble, got suspended, didn't play, came back waited on, and then he decides to take that same deal elsewhere.
Right.
Take his talents back up to the great Northwest and Denver. Man.
Now, you know what's crazy? When you wait for somebody to get their life together.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, they're like, thanks for that. Thanks so much for helping me out. I'm going somewhere else.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's wild.
Very wild.
But I read it was something about the language in the contract where if he got suspended, they were going to not pay him. And he wanted to be able to avoid that language. So he's like, I'm going to go somewhere else, which I get it. But at the same time, like, are you thinking about I might get suspended? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but you also got to understand where the other contract was coming from. Because you're talking about Denver, Colorado.
That's true.
Which is... what he's probably going to get suspended for is legal. So he'll be, and he'll
at least he won't have to worry about,
getting in trouble legally and stuff like that. Right. So,
yeah.
So I get, that's what I'm saying. The Cowboys should change that rule, but, you know, Jerry Jones being Jerry Jones.
Yeah. And always.
And then that's what happens.
Right.
Any other signings, just in a phrase that caught your eye.
Von Miller deal to the Bills.
You are correct.
Von Miller got, what was it, $120 million?
Yep, 6 years, $120.
$120 million. He's 32 years old. I think I saw he's getting 45 of it guaranteed, which is a low number, I feel like.
Very low. For $120 million, that's not even half.
That's a very, very low number, you know. But, I mean, I will say the defense is solid. The defense is solid. If they might get two solid years from Von Miller. Two solid years.
To me, they could get six solid years. But was that the missing piece for the Buffalo Bills? When you watch the last 2 years of the Buffalo Bills, because they've been the hot topic the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Is that the missing piece? Was that the missing piece?
No, the defense was solid before.
Yes.
The defense had been set.
Exactly.
Leslie Frazier been doing some work on that defense.
Exactly. So you add Von Miller, what is he going to do on that defense? That's going to be like, hey, this is it. Yeah, you got Von Miller, who like you said, like you made it aware of me, like he went crazy in the playoffs. He had like 2.5 sacks, but
the Rams, it, yeah.
Yeah. So
also Rams had lower defense too. So yeah, exactly. Easier for him.
Exactly.
Which the Bills do too.
Yeah, so you got Jerry Hughes on the other side of Von Miller.
Yeah.
You still got Ed Oliver in the middle, and you still got Edmonds and linebacker Milo and linebacker. And
corner Tre'Davious White. Tre'Davious White injury. They got good safety.
Hot.
Yeah.
And they got the other Poyer too. Poyer's
Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer. They secondary coach.
So that's what I'm saying. What does this? We know the issue's on the other side of the ball. That's what it is. They need a running back.
They need a running back. They also need some more receivers. I feel like.
Yeah.
They tried. They said they wanted to get Gronk. That might help him out.
But they got O.J. Howard.
Oh, that's right. They picked up O.J. Howard.
But they got O.J. Howard.
Because Gronk probably going back since Brady's back.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just like, you your need is running back, because you can't have your quarterback out here running as much as they have Josh Allen run. Don't get me wrong, Josh Allen can do it. He's built for it.
Yeah, he's definitely built
for it. But we're talking about the NFL. It's
a quarterback.
It's a quarterback. And one hit as him as a runner can end his.
Especially on that shoulder. Throw his shoulder.
Exactly. So, bigger to the Bills are signing him, but I don't think that was their missing piece. Because right now, I think Kansas City's in their head.
Yeah.
And then I'm not 100% sure that they have that anxiety over the Patriots just yet in their division. Like, they've beaten them the last couple of times.
Yeah.
But I don't think that psyche can still be Belichick. And then they lost their offensive coordinator, who's the one who's helped Josh Allen actually, you know what I'm saying, progress to who he is. He's in New York with the Giants.
Now. Yeah, Brian Daboll.
Yeah, so it's like now a new offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
New, you know what I'm saying, new field and stuff like that. So I don't know if the Bills are going to be that team that's going to be over, like, you know what I'm saying? That's, I don't think they really took a step forward. They this move, it moves the needle up, because like you said, it's still Von Miller. He's still productive. He still does what he does in the playoffs. Still a Super Bowl MVP and all that, which cost. So I'm not going to X that part out, but I just don't think it moves the needle as far as you think it does when it comes to that.
Yeah, I mean, they basically took a strength of theirs and made it stronger, as opposed to adding to what they were not as great at when it comes to their offense.
And that's the greatest cliche, one of the cliches and sayings, you only as strong as your weakest link.
Yeah.
So it's literally your weak link.
Especially like you said, with them losing the OC, that's gonna, to me, that's going to hurt. That's going to hurt them big time. Yeah. That might hurt them more than actually them signing Von Miller would help them.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I feel about on. That's what I'm on with that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully that'll be a good one. But also, let's get to this
Davante Adams trade.
Yeah, well, I was going to get to more of the AFC West.
Okay.
AFC West has been a lot. Hot fire all offseason so far. You still got the Los Angeles Chargers, the other team in L.A., the roommates of the L.A. Rams.
Yeah.
The Chargers, they traded for Khalil Mack.
Yeah, solid trade.
Yeah, it was a real solid trade. Not only did that, they went and got J.C. Jackson, Mr. Interception Man for the Patriots.
$82 million.
Yeah, great deal. But they gave him the bread. So now you're looking at the Chargers and Chargers.
They re-signed Mike Williams.
Yes.
3-year deal.
Yep. And then now, because they're looking next door, literally, the team looking next door just won the Super Bowl in that same stadium y'all playing.
Yeah.
And you kind of see what they were doing. But do you think the Chargers are the favorites in that division?
Not the favorites.
You still AFC, don't think they're not the favorites?
AFC West?
Yeah. Man.
No. Because so the division is Chargers,
Chiefs,
Broncos, and Raiders.
Raiders, yeah.
No way the Chargers are the favorites. To me, it's still got to be Chiefs.
Still got
to
be Chiefs?
Still Chiefs. Even though I think they got worse by replacing Tyrann Mathieu with Justin Reed. Even though, like, that move that made them worse, I don't think they made any other moves.
Yeah, they got Juju. They just got Juju.
Which I don't know. I mean,
well, no, that's going to help because that's the second receiver that Tyreek Hill needs. He always going to need that second receiver with Travis Kelce as well. So they're going to need, because that's like when they had Sammy Watkins, Marcus Robinson, like those type of guys, you know what I'm saying, are the reason why Tyreek Hill can do what he does, Travis Kelce do what they do.
I mean, to me, it still go through the Chiefs.
Yeah, okay. And I'm agreeing with you on the Chiefs. I was just asking that question because you add Khalil Mack, you have Bosa on the other side.
That's tough.
And you still got Keith Murray Jr. in the middle, Derwin James. Now you have J.C. Jackson in the corner. So they have a defense, and they have a quarterback we know that's proven big time. And we also have another left tackle, Slater, that they drafted, as well as big time. So,
but they need to make some interceptions because they missed the playoffs altogether last season.
Yeah, they did.
So, and I know it came down to the last game.
They should have made the tie. They should have did that tie.
Oh, that would have been amazing. But they would have probably had some lawsuits from
Vegas.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, so they have some moves that they had to make to at least in their mind go over the over the hump.
Yeah.
I still think the Chiefs are still in that division the best team.
Yeah.
Although, I think they are not going to be as good.
Yeah.
Chargers will be better. Broncos are going to be better. I mean, with Russell Wilson, obviously you get a Russell Wilson helps you out a lot, but they gave up quite a bit, and I don't know that they have much weapons aside from Judy.
Oh, they got weapons. They got Sutton.
And
they have KJ Hamler coming back. They still have Albert. Oh no, KJ Hamler. He's Hamler's solid. He's coming off injury, but he's one of those guys like Tyreek Hill, Tyler Lockett type guy. Like
I actually watched him when he was in college.
Yeah,
he was solid.
My thing about the Broncos is I don't trust their defense. Because even though the defense was good last year, that was with a defensive-minded head coach. They have an offensive-minded head coach now. So the defense guy, they got up to play for their head coach. Now you've got an offensive guy. You got no quarterback. And that's, we know that was a glaring need on the offense.
Drew Lock wouldn't.
Yeah, Drew Lock or Teddy Two Gloves wasn't doing it either. Yes, so literally, yes, you got your quarterback, but your defense, now you have Chubb is your number one pass.
Chubb's nice. He's solid.
He is, but now he doesn't have, because before, he had Von Miller on the other side. Yeah. He had people in the middle in the defensive line.
Chubb is nice, though.
Yeah, no, he is. No, I'm not. He is definitely nice, but who is their inside linebackers? Who is their corners?
Yeah.
All they got Justin Simmons in safety. Yes, for sure. He's a dog. He's a
have Surtain, right?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about Patrick
Surtain, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's solid. Yeah. Solid. No, he's nice, man.
Okay, he's nice.
He's nice. And I forgot about Patrick Surtain, but I just don't trust the defense.
They still have Simmons?
Simmons is the one you mentioned.
I don't think front seven is kind of a weakness.
Yeah, and I don't feel their defense is going to be as strong as it was when they had Vic Fangio.
Vic Fangio, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be strong. Vic Fangio is a defensive guy. He's going to get his guys revved up to play defense. Now you got an offensive guy. He was excited. You know, he said, "Whoa, wow!" I don't know if you seen the press conference. Whoa, Russell Wilson, man, Wilson. Yeah, congratulations. But now you got to go out there and play it and stop.
Especially in that division,
because that division, like you said, like you was alluding to before, Devontae Adams
going to the Raiders. Now he got paid too.
Big bank.
He got the bag.
He got the bag. Highest paid receiver in the league. As is warranted, he's been the top receiver probably the last 2 years. Two, 3 years in the league.
Which Aaron Rodgers gotta be pissed because I don't know who he's throwing to now.
Yeah, that's true. But he knew about it. They said he knew about it, and Devontae made the choice. Because the Green Bay said they were gonna give him that bread.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Nah, send me the."
Well, because he's from Cali. He played at Fresno State.
Yeah, he played with Derek Carr.
They say he wanted to be a Raider. His lifelong goal was to be a Raider.
Yeah, he grew up fan.
Which you don't really hear that nowadays. In the '80s, you would hear that.
Yeah,
sure. When they were in LA, different era. But I mean that trade. You know, him being back with Derek Carr, I saw they about to give Derek Carr an extension. But you tandem up him and Darren Waller, that's a pretty good
Don't forget Jacobs back there in the back.
Jacobs, yeah, that's right. Jacobs.
And they have Josh McDaniels, the playmaker, the player, drawer of plays.
I'm not so sold on McDaniels, man. He was a head coach before. He didn't really do too much. Now, granted, you could say the Broncos team wasn't really all that great.
He drafted Tim Tebow in the first round. And you know I'm a Tim Tebow guy.
Yeah,
they drafted him with the 20, first pick?
Yeah, shout out to the tight ends out there, Tim Tebow.
That's who you gave him, Demaryius Thomas and Tim Tebow. He won a playoff game.
DT was a good pick.
Yeah, he was.
Demaryius Thomas was a good pick. But at the time, we didn't know that, though.
Yeah, at the time, we didn't. And they got a playoff win against Kobe Steelers in that game. But it's just like, that was your last memory of him as an NFL head coach. You drafted Tim Tebow. That was when you failed. That's when you knew, okay, this guy might not be it. But I'm thinking because
you've been in New England, you know, with Brady, you ain't, even if you're the OC and you were Tom Brady, it's like if you had Peyton Manning or Drew Brees or Rodgers. If you're the OC, they are the OC. You know what I'm saying?
You
ain't really the one calling plays. You might be designing the offense or installing the offensive game plan.
Yeah.
But on game day, the plays are not being called by you. They're not. So then we're looking at you were the OC in New England. Now this past year, Mac Jones is a little different.
Yeah, but McDaniel's going to be calling the play. Because it's similar.
You said with the Raiders?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I'm saying what he's been doing in New England.
See, but this gives me a vibe of, we know what John Gruden's issues, why he's no longer in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I think that's what it's going to bring. It brings that John Gruden type. Because John Gruden, granted, the teams he had, he was drafted. You know, so they made a bonehead pick when they put Cleveland Farrell number 4 overall.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that was Mayock's pick. I don't think that really was John Gruden's pick. That was Mayock's pick, and he's no longer as the GM either. So with that, he had the Raiders playing good football.
Yeah,
He did. And so I think Josh McDaniels can come in and do the same thing because he's played, like you said, with Tom Brady. He's been in the Belichick way of doing things, and now he can put his spin on it.
Yeah.
And like you said, he got Tim Tebow to win a playoff game. Like, that's hard to do. Tim Tebow to win a playoff game.
Yeah, that's true.
He got a quarterback that can't even throw the football and he got them to the playoffs, and then he win a playoff game. So
it's a tough division now.
It's definitely a tough division. But like you said, they're giving Derek Carr an extension. But now it's no excuse.
And then re-sign Max Crosby.
And, yeah, exactly. And that means Max no Crosby. Excuse. Now it's no excuse for Derek Carr. Only way you get out of this is everybody gets hurt. That's the only other way.
Which that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I don't see that happening either. So now there's no excuse. Because I remember we said early in the season, before the season started, I said Derek Carr top 10 quarterback. Y'all looked at me kind of funny. And I was like, nah, he is a top 10 quarterback in the league. But now he has no excuse to put up those numbers. And he constantly done it. But now you have to. I'm thinking they're on the thing. They got to at least play in two playoff games this year.
They need to also get a speedy wide out on the outside. They had DeSean Jackson last season. They picked him up late.
But they had Ruggs was the guy
they thought was going to be. And it would have been Ruggs, you know. But they do need. They do still need to get them a speedy, somebody to take a top off of defense. Because, I mean, Davante Adams, I mean.
Brian Edwards. I think they got Brian Edwards to use for that.
Is that?
The big body receiver. He's pretty fast.
Okay,
But.
If you team Adams and Waller, man, just as far as your receivers.
Yeah.
Even though Waller's obviously a tight end, plays the receiver a lot.
Yeah.
That's tough to stop.
No, it is. Correct.
That's tough.
Correct. And I don't want to neglect what they did on defense now. They got Chandler Jones.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
They got Chandler Jones. And then
you got Jones and Crosby.
Yeah, Jones and Crosby. And then you added Rock Cyan from the Colts for Winkway.
Yannick.
Yannick. And so now you have Chandler Jones, Max Crosby. They have, and Perryman did his thing in the middle. No, it wasn't Perryman. I think it was Perryman in the middle.
Yeah, Denzel Perryman.
Yeah, so they have a solid. They have a, to me, it's no excuse.
What they do?
Yeah, it's still no excuse. But that AFC West is lit right now.
Yeah.
It's smoking. It's
loaded.
It's,
to me, it's still good. It still goes to the Chiefs, though.
Still go to the Chiefs. And fair enough. Way too early. We definitely call it. You said the Chiefs. I'm with you on the Chiefs. It's still running through the Chiefs. They are still the AFC West champs.
But it's a lot more balanced, though, than it was in past years.
Yes, correct.
In that division.
Definitely.
For sure.
Definitely. Any other, you know what I'm saying, free agent going on in the NFL that's hot?
Nah, I think we already covered the trades.
Yeah.
I think that's it. We'll see where Honey Badger goes.
Yeah.
We'll see where Landry goes. He might go back to it. They say he might go to New Orleans. If I was the Saints, I would be trying to get me a quarterback, though.
No, they say Jamie's back in the mix.
Yeah, I read that,
and I think that's solid. He went 5-2 for him last year before getting hurt.
Yeah, I watched him in games though. He was more like a game manager. A lot of
that's all
games.
You need. That's all you need. You got Kamara. You got Michael Thomas. Is everybody presumes to have
Big Ten? Shout out to the Big Ten. I know it's your favorite conference right there, Big Ten.
Man, Big Ten.
Both sides of the ball. They got one with Lattimore and the other with Michael Thomas. I know those are your faves.
Hey, man, that's just a lackluster conference all the way around.
That's your favorite, man. You love you a Big Ten guy.
Hey, man, that boy Harbaugh said, nobody in the NFL want me. Let me re-up back with Michigan.
If I was him, I would have gone to Minnesota, by the way.
Yes.
If I was him.
Get out of the Big Ten. You're 1-6.
Well, plus the Vikings, I think they have a good roster. They got a good roster.
He's 1-6 against Ohio State. That's the only game they care about in Michigan.
Vikings got a good roster, too.
Man, you brought up the Big Ten. 1-6 is your record against the guys that your arch rivals.
Okay,
1-6.
All right.
You play in college, anything, and you're 1-6 against your arch rival, you don't have a job.
Fair enough.
You went 0-6 before you got your first win.
Fair enough.
Then you went to the college football playoff, or the New Year's Six Bowl, and did what?
Fair enough.
So, the Big Ten, this is crazy.
Randy Shannon would be jealous of that if that happened to him. Because if that happened to him, he was at Miami, right? He couldn't beat Florida or Florida State.
Nope.
Even though he had the highest graduation rates or something like that at the school or the conference.
Yeah, Randy Shannon. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hey, what did he do? He ended up come coaching for us. Hey, get rough out here, man. Get real tough out here, man.
Yeah, for sure.
You can't go 0-6 or 1-6 and get Josh Rival and you still got that. But hey, shout out to the Big Ten, man. Y'all do your thing, man. But yeah, that's pretty much shit, man. It's okay, like you said, the Vikings, they gave what's called another contract, another fully guaranteed. Kurt.
Yeah, I saw they tacked another. I think it's another year on.
So,
which, man, hey, shout out to whoever his agent is, man, because I feel like he'd be getting a bag.
Yeah,
all the time.
Scott Boys, Rosenhaus, all y'all, whoever that agent for Kurt Cousins,
he'd be getting a bag, man,
big bag.
And he's the only person I ever seen. He actually said when he was with the Reds, because I'm gonna take a franchise tag year after year after year. Most players are like, nah, I won't do that, or they get hurt during that year. He took a franchise tag in back to back years.
Yep.
And ultimately got the bag from Minnesota.
Yeah.
And he keep on getting the bag in Minnesota.
Facts. Because at Minnesota, he's probably up to, what, $150 million? fully guaranteed.
Smiley, yeah, I mean, gotta be close.
Yeah, because his first one was, what, 3 for 87?
And he got weapons over there, too. He ain't really been delivering. He got weapons for sure.
Hold on, wait. You say he's not been delivering?
No.
No, he's been doing what Kirk Cousins has been doing his whole career. He's been average.
We're saying the same thing.
No, you're saying he hasn't delivered. He has delivered. He's delivered exactly.
Postseason victories. Where's the postseason success?
Okay, no, yeah, he hasn't done that, but he didn't do that in Washington either.
if you paying a guy that much money, I'm paying you to do that for my team. Especially a quarterback.
Kirk Cousins is being Kirk Cousins.
And the vision that's not really that good.
It's god awful. A man can come back on a half a leg and win a game against his division rival. Aaron Rodgers is probably going to win a division again with no receivers. Me and you are probably going to play wide receiver for the Packers.
They got to draft somebody. They got a first and a second back. Which I'm going to ask you, was that like, did they get fleeced in that trade?
No, they didn't.
For Devontae Adams?
No, they didn't get fleeced in that trade.
A first and a second.
Nah.
That's all it took.
We're talking about wide receivers, man. Amari Cooper, the best receiver.
Right.
Yeah, but the best receiver played with Aaron Rodgers and played with guys. Matt LaFleur is an offensive guy. You're going to Vegas. Don't get me wrong. You're going to Vegas. But that's still a quarterback that we still have question marks on.
But all it took me is the first and the second to get the best receiver in the league.
Yeah, because they're paying. They're paying the bag.
You got to pay them.
Yeah, they're paying the bag.
They better get a receiver in the draft.
Yeah, but now they have 2 first-round draft picks and 2 second-round draft picks. In this year's draft.
Facts.
In a loaded receiver draft. So, yeah.
Now imagine if the year that they drafted Jordan Love, if they got a receiver from that draft class.
We wouldn't talk about Devontae Adams in
that's
Vegas.
Why Aaron Rodgers was so pissed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I know.
People were like, oh, he's been selfish. Oh, he's trying to hold Jordan Love back. Like, no, he not. They were coming off of a really good season. I'm coming off a really good year. I'm still in my prom. You get a quarterback?
Yeah.
Give me a receiver, at least a tight end or somebody.
You know what? So, what? To me, I'm really thinking Aaron Rodgers is really trying to expose this front office. Because last year, not this offseason, but the year before, he just wanted to be in the loop of what's going on. I'm the franchise guy. I'm the face of this team. Let me know what's going on so I can know how to move and what you call it. And I'm thinking that's what happened with Devontae Adams, and the reason why Devontae Adams chose Vegas over Green Bay, because it's like, yo, y'all playing with give me my money.
Right.
You told me to do this. I did that. Now give me my bread.
Right.
And so,
especially he's 29 too.
Yeah,
you know he wanted his, you know,
exactly. So, and I think Aaron Rodgers was trying to expose that, but you know what I'm saying, Aaron Rodgers is gonna come off as brash, as hard as like, hey man, it's all about me. Give me $50 million a year. Wooty woo. Okay, you're right. You ain't been to the Super Bowl since 2010, correct? But he's trying to let you know, like, hey, these Packers, this ownership is not trying to, you know what I'm saying, pay up what's due,
right?
And so Green Bay's probably gonna suffer. I still think they're going to win their division because it's just, like you said, just that week. And it is what it is. And, like, literally, it's just like in that division.
Lions, Bears, Vikings.
Yeah, it's bad. Like, the Bears literally traded for Khalil Mack and then
Bears,
gave up.
Yeah, Bears.
They gave up Khalil Mack. I don't even think they want Justin Fields. And they gave up a first rounder. Now it's number 5 pick in the draft.
And who they hire? Who's the head coach? They hired somebody. Because they fired Nate.
I don't know. I didn't pay attention to it. When they didn't get Jim Caldwell, I was really done with the Bears.
I wonder who they hired. I forgot. I know it was an offensive guy.
Yeah, I just at this moment, I thought they were going to go Caldwell, and they didn't go Caldwell. The man still has a winner.
Caldwell keep on getting robbed.
And you know why. You know why. So, it's just like,
They hired Eberflus from...
San Francisco? San Francisco.
Defense coordinator from...
Is it from the Patriots? Not the Patriots.
He was the DC at...
Was it San Francisco? He took over for...
Colts.
What?
Yeah, they were the only they were the only defensive unit to be ranked in the top 10 in scoring, run defense, and takeaways each of the last 2 years.
Yeah, the Bears are going to be trash again. It's bad.
A lot going on in the NFL, though, man.
Oh, yeah. We just starting the first week of free agency.
Yeah.
League officially started on Wednesday. So everything is good. We're getting ready for pro days coming up and NFL drafts.
Draft is next month, I think. I heard it's crazy. Is that soon?
Yep. It's moving. We're moving.
I'm happy about that, though.
Exactly, man. We go ahead. Anything else, man, you want to take care of the NFL?
We spent a good chunk on the NFL.
Oh, yeah, we definitely did. And now we can get into the association.
Yeah.
We're getting into the last
15 games or so.
Yeah, 15 games or so.
Which right now, man, I want to ask you, the scoring is crazy in the NBA. Why is the scoring up, you think?
Why?
Because every night somebody getting 50. It seems like
because you know you can play without touch. You touch a guy.
But all season it ain't been like. But it's last 2 weeks, everybody getting 50 every night.
Yeah, because it's people are finally adjusting. Like now you get. This is a time of the year where you see what you have on your roster. Like you're going out there, you're just going to have a good time. Even if you want to bring it here into Houston, you see Jalen Green finally coming to being a bucket getter. Don't get me wrong, he is a bucket, bona fide bucket getter.
All three levels.
Yes. So that's what he is. Now we're looking like, oh, Jalen Green, this is why we picked the number two. Yeah, he a bucket getter for sure.
All three levels.
And now he's getting an opportunity to do that. If you want to go, Bron dropped his 50. We know KD. Twice in the week, yeah. And we know KD can do
KD that. Did it. Kyrie dropped 60.
60. Collins John dropped 60.
I saw Sadiq Bey drop 60. Yeah, like
you got Jason Tatum. Who was Jason Tatum dropped
50. Yeah, Tatum had a couple. I think I saw Steph had a 47.
Now, like, this is the time of the year
where
whatever you can do, you got time to showcase in the last 15 games.
Every day, somebody just putting 50 on the screen.
Exactly, because like now, this is where you can see where guys, like in the East, we kind of see where the top six, or top five for sure are going to be. We know who the top five are. Six, seven, eight, nine,
East
and
is
10.
Actually wide open when it comes to the top, though. Like who would
be out of the East. Yeah, but I'm talking about
you
know who are the five best, but six, seven, eight, nine.
In the West, they still jostling, though.
Yeah, they still jostling but... You know, the Suns, they know Chris Paul. Chris Paul hopefully comes back in a couple weeks or so. But the Grizzlies, they're still going up. Yeah. The Wizards, the Warriors, they just lost Steph Curry.
Which is tough.
Yeah, and they just got Draymond Green back. So, they're signing the Jazz trying to make a name. The Nuggets is trying to make a name.
Yeah.
And then so then you still have the bottom number nine. You have the Lakers.
Lakers are nine, which they're not going to.
Yeah, but see, and.
The Pelicans are 10. Pelicans are coming up.
Yeah, but they can't win any game.
Lakers can't either, though.
Yeah, but they back and forth, they're going to stay where they at. They ain't going to move.
Yeah, I mean.
So it's just like the Lakers, I feel they're going to be in the nine. And it's something I seen what Kevin Garnett was saying, man. In a play-in, I think in a play-in setting, the Lakers will win that. Because now you're talking about three Hall of Fame. You're talking about Russell Westbrook.
One game, right?
One game. Just one game you got to win. Yeah. I think those guys can get it done. Because who they're going to play, they'll probably play with. They play the 10 seed, that would be the Pelicans, you said, right?
Pelicans,
yeah. Yeah, they could beat the Pelicans. But
and
now
they get in the first round matchup with Phoenix. They out of there.
Yeah, that's why I think they're going to be out of there then, yes. Yeah.
Again, 2 years in a row, knocked out by Phoenix in the first.
And you know what's so crazy? Because I seen a clip where...
Oh, AD?
AD. AD. Your AD with Drummond all the way on the sideline when Bron was dribbling. And from that game on, they haven't beat the Suns since.
And did you see, before they played Phoenix last Sunday, AD told Devin Booker that they got lucky. They got lucky because in the playoffs, AD was hurt. And they wouldn't have won that series were it not for Lakers having injuries. And they asked Booker about it to the game. He's like, yeah, I saw what he said. He's like, we would have won anyways. But
yeah, like, come on. They went to the finals for a reason. But,
man, they have had it. Bro, they got some decisions to make, man. Lakers got some decisions to make.
What decisions is that?
This offseason, they got to decide. They're going to blow it up.
They have to.
For another year, though.
LeBron AD is going to be there. It's that guy that wears number zero.
Getting a lot back for him, man.
That's fine. They're pissed off.
They better take the John Wall offer. All they gonna get. John Wall offer and the draft pick.
Nah, John Wall's just going ahead and opt out, turn in his contract.
He's
not giving no $47 million. I wouldn't either. But
I do think that Russ would give some money back to if he got traded.
The buyout.
Because he probably would go to the Clippers somewhere near his family in L.A. He's not going to Lakers, obviously, but somewhere with his family, you know.
But if he goes to the Clippers.
He probably, for the cheap.
You know what I'm saying? But if he goes to the Clippers, I mean, the Clippers would be good.
Yeah. I mean, this year, if they had a healthy Paul George and Kawhi, they would be a top four team in the West.
You think top four?
Top four, for sure.
Okay.
Top four. I mean, to me, you still would have Phoenix, Golden State, Memphis, and I think you would put the Clippers right there for if they had a healthy Kawhi and Paul George, both of them. Not just Paul George, both of them.
Both of them, okay.
Because Dallas is, what, six?
Yeah, Dallas six.
The Jazz are out hot, but the Jazz are fourth right now?
Yeah, I think.
Or fifth?
Fifth, fourth, because I think the Nuggets are fifth.
Yeah, I mean, to me, they would be, I think they would be in that tier, but I think they'd be fourth. If you had both of them.
Yeah, I was going to say fifth or fourth. I was going to say fifth or fourth.
With both of them.
Yeah. But, yeah. Okay.
They actually having a good year, even without them. Ty Lue can coach, man. Tyronn Lue can coach. Mm. With this team, he's sure he could coach. Now I get it. In Cleveland, right. You have LeBron's different.
But okay, he can show you he can coach, but right now where they at the 6 seed.
But they don't have their best players. The two of their best players.
It's great.
Two of their best players.
Yeah, but they had Paul George to start. That's how they got to where they are right now. So once Paul George, that's when he started slipping. So it's like
He ain't played in like 3 months. Yeah. 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But when you had him, you were up there.
You said you had a good enough start.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though you lost him, you still were able to just maintain.
Yeah, so if you I feel if you're gonna be a good coach, you're saying like that top tier coach, you would have stayed at least in the area. You didn't fail. And granted, we know why you failed.
The West is tough though.
It is, but according to everybody now, the East is tough. The East is tougher than the West.
Tougher than it has been in recent years.
Yeah, I'd give him that, but I don't think it's still tougher than the West.
Not tougher than the West.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So now he's a good coach. I'm not saying he's a championship-winning coach, but I don't think he's up in the upper echelons of the Spos or the Popoviches or the Nick Nurses and stuff like that. I don't think he's up
there. Doc Rivers?
No. Oh, no.
I want to see what you would say.
Doc Rivers is going to have to win that chip. He's going to have to win it.
If they have a first-round exit, or let's just say second-round exit.
Okay, but don't be disrespectful. They're not going to lose in the first
round. If they have a first- or second-round exit, bro.
Get them up out of there.
That pack is getting lit.
It should have been lit.
Lighten that pack. Every time that happens to Doc, that pack is up in the air, man.
Everywhere.
And especially now that they got Harden, bro, this time I might partake if and when it happens. If and when it happens.
Yeah, if and when.
Hey. I really want to see a Philly-Brooklyn playoff series, bro. I want to see.
I do too. But I want to see with Ben on the court. I want to see with Kyrie
they
on the court.
They said they think he might be back by the playoffs.
That's fine. I want that. I want all of them around. Because I don't want nobody.
To me, it's going to be tough for them to insert him in a game plan. Like Ben Simmons. Now.
Now why?
Because they haven't even played a game with him. You're going to do it in the playoffs?
I think the reason why I think they will because Ben Simmons is an unselfish player.
His defense.
And his defense is unselfish. He's willing to give the ball to KD and Kyrie. See, when you had Harden.
But both of those players are more ISO players, right? Like, they don't really need you to set them up with a shot. They set themselves up for a shot.
Yeah, but if you have Ben Simmons, now you can run.
That's true.
So when you had James Harden can run. Don't get me wrong. I'm not denying that. But he was going to do his thing first before he gave it to him. Ben Simmons would get the ball, the rebound, and just...
That's true.
So now you're talking about KD, who's probably the greatest scorer in the game right now, and you have Kyrie, who just gave you 60.
It would also help out Seth Curry a lot.
Seth
can shoot.
Whew, goodness. You still got Joe Harris. He can come off the bench.
No, Harris out for the season.
Oh, yeah?
He had another ankle surgery. Okay. He out for the year.
Okay.
Well, which makes sense why they got Curry, because that helps.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So if they had Harris, that'd be tough with Curry. But
exactly. You still got Drummond. Whenever he decides to get his games to be meaningful.
To me, they got a lot in that Harden trade.
They did.
Everybody's still saying that they got robbed because of how Philly played initially. But lately, man, Philly ain't really been looking too hot.
Yeah, they can't play defense.
They can't play defense. And Harden has been struggling lately.
Yeah, Kyrie. Once Kyrie checked on it, it was Harden.
Bro, I loved seeing that.
I did too. I did too.
Loved that.
I did too.
KD John with the Philly fans on the sidelines. Man, I need to see it. I gotta see a postseason.
Yeah,
match.
I do. I want to. I'm ready to see.
We all need to see that.
It's for most definitely need to see that. Definitely.
We gotta see that.
Yeah, but anything in the association? Because I know we're coming into that time where. Oh, I do want to ask you right now. Who you got in your MVP, man? Who's your?
Oh, that's tough. I still think it's Jokic.
Yeah, see, I'm thinking the same thing.
It for a while, I was going back and forth of Jokic and B. Even Giannis is balling this season.
Yeah,
and at one point, I got Ja fourth.
See, okay. Now, if Ja would have got the number one seed, because, you know, then you gotta I would have given it to him.
But I mean, Jokic, they have not had Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., and they still top five. They still like where they always are, even when they have them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And I heard last week the pie where I know you feel like he's not really exciting to watch, but I've been seeing him throw some half court bounce passes. He throwing half court touchdown Hail Mary passes. I mean he not really dunking on people like that, but he's still fun to watch though. He's fun to watch.
If we were talking about the Anglo-Saxon 1970 NBA, yes. That's exciting.
Man, he's fun to watch.
I give him the credit because he's doing
a bounce
what he's
pass from across the end of the court. Who else is doing that?
Wes Olson and his son.
Oh, come on.
I don't care about no cross down the court. It's nice. It's cool. It's very great. I'm not denying, but it's not exciting.
Hey,
I'm excited. Man's averaging 20, 14, and 8 assists, bro. That's insane.
Hey, I love seeing Bookie body up James Harden last week. This past week, past week, right?
Yeah.
That man started laughing in his face. And you could tell Harden was pissed off. Boogie just started laughing right away.
Hey, that's a crazy man. Boogie went crazy on the Rockets. Went crazy on the Rockets. But we definitely kind of running out of time. But
Baseball, anything we're getting to baseball?
Yeah, I was just about to say, baseball is back. Man. I actually got to see Justin Verlander on the mound.
Played today.
For the first spring training game for the Houston Astros.
Yeah.
Look good. He ran it up to 96, man.
I actually didn't see the game today. Yeah. They played earlier.
It was like 11, 12 o'clock our time.
How are you feeling about Correa? Is it getting done?
It better be getting done.
I heard some folks say it might be a 1-year deal, which is that happens, and he's definitely leaving. That's what it seems.
Well, no, that's because we don't give long-term contracts. That is the holdup. The Astros don't do long-term contracts.
Should they give him a 5-year deal?
That's what I'm saying. Just give him a 5-year deal and give him $40 million a year.
Would he take it? Because he wants 10.
Yeah, but give him an opt-out maybe like year.
After your first year?
First year or second year.
That seemed too easy. If that's the case, they would already done it. What's the holdup?
The holdup is the year. He wants the years of money. He wants the 13 years, $350 million.
Nah, he not getting that for nobody now. Nobody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like Correa, bro. Like,
take a 1-year deal. Take a 1-year deal. Five with an opt out.
You do opt out every year if you want, but just please. Yeah. Like, just come on, man. You see, we got something great here, but you don't want to leave your boy Altuve out there by himself. Jeremy Pena, who's the number one prospect, the top prospect at the position, he's leading the clubhouse right now as being a shortstop, but it's just like, bro, I don't think he's. He's not going to give us what Carlos Correa.
Defensively. Definitely not Correa.
And like, if Correa, I know you're that damn good defensively, but if you're that damn good offensively, just 1 year, get 40 home runs so they can give you your money. That's all you have to do. That's all we're asking.
If you ball out, then somebody else might give him that money.
No, we're going to give. If he
ball out on a 1-year deal, he's definitely.
He has to get 40 home runs.
He leaving if he ball out on a 1-year deal.
Nah, we'll give him the money. We'll give him a break. If you show you can get 40 on runs, we'll make an exception for that long term deal. That's kind of hold up, bro. Like you asking for Lindor money, but Lindor's hit 40 on runs in the season. Fernando Tatis has hit 40 home runs. Machado hit 40 home. Like these guys have hit this many home runs. Power numbers are crazy. Your power numbers, they're good, but they're not that.
That's true.
So we already don't do long term deals, and you're not meeting the criteria of what it is to get these big contracts, you got to do it. Once you do it, we'll give it to him. I feel the Astros will do the right thing, give it to him.
I'm surprised it's such an issue for him. He's only like 27 right now. I don't think
he's that old. He may be 25, huh?
I think he's 27.
You're right. Because he was 21 when
let's say you get a 1-year deal now. Let's say you do a 1+1. You still get to 10 years in 2 years.
Yeah.
Or after this season. Like, I'm really surprised that he made it like a major point. Like, I need to get a 10-year right now.
Yeah.
You're young enough that you could get the 10 years. And now, obviously, you don't want to be paying a guy that kind of money at 38, 39. But,
yeah,
I mean, you got to play like that. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, that's just it's just the stability of the longevity. He wants to be
ingrown. Yeah, and he got injury history, so I get that angle too.
And he wants to be ingrown in Houston. He came up with when we was at the bottom. He came up when we took him with the first pick.
Yeah, I feel
so that. So I understand what he wants, but it's just like now we're talking business. Now we got to go to the business aspect. Now you got to do it. It's just like with Jevin and Connie when he was in Texas. We need double-digit sacks. You didn't do it. We got to let you go. Like, it's just that's cut dry. You got to get these power numbers, Correa. Astros sign them. Get them in the camp so we can get ready. So we can go run for another World Series, man.
Yeah.
We have a team to get good another World Series. I hate that we lost Greinke. You know what I'm saying? He did sign a 1-year deal to the KC.
Right?
Back to the Royals.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Big. I appreciate what he's done. We doubled down and got him. And hopefully sign Carlos Correa. Houston Astros, sign Carlos Correa. Houston Astros, sign Carlos Correa. Pay the man.
Pay the man.
Man, we coming to the best part of the show, man. You know what I'm saying? What you doing this weekend? What you getting into, man?
This weekend, man, I'm trying to catch some NBA action. I'm trying to think if there's any shows that's dropping that I'm watching. Oh, Power episode. I think next week is the season finale. I've been watching Power.
Okay.
I'm watching that the Lakers
show,
Winning Time on Sundays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any movies that come out that have that's this weekend.
You saw Spider-Man already? I mean, Batman?
Yeah, yeah. I saw Batman. That was good. Did you see it?
Nah, I'm going to probably see it.
Oh, yeah, you should watch it. I like it. It's really feel more like a mystery, like a thriller than it was like an actual Batman movie.
Okay.
Even though it's long, it's about 2 hours or 40 minutes, but it's a good, entertaining 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Cool.
But yeah, that's about me. What about you? What you getting into?
Yeah, that's what I'm probably going to watch. March Madness, you know,
college. Yeah, yeah. I forgot that.
Yeah, yeah, I'm probably going to watch some of more of the first opening rounds. The big upsets, you know, brackets just busted. Only like 130 left brackets out of 17 million. Watch some of that. Try to catch some Batman. Also going to catch on some TV shows I need to catch up on. And just enjoy this beautiful weather, man. It's good out here right now.
Springtime.
Exactly, man. Beautiful.
Daylight savings. You know, we got extra hours.
More daylight.
Sunshine, yeah.
Exactly. Man, you know what I'm saying? Let them know where they can find you at, man.
Find me on Twitter at @A_Duckett. Find me on IG at @AnthoDuckett. I'm on there now.
Oh, yeah. There it is. You can find me, Young and Educated. You can find the show, Feeling Stats, on Instagram and on Twitter. And you know what I'm saying? Let us know how you feel, how you listen to the show, man.
Give us some stars.
Share this with your auntie, your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, cousins. Anybody.
Exes,
all that, please. Anybody. You're on a long trip. Please listen out. Let us know. We always here for it, man. This is another episode of Feeling Stats, man. We appreciate y'all.
We out.
Be easy.